Thank you for tuning in today to the In the Garden Ministries, home of Gethsemane Baptist Church and the live TV media ministry. Stay tuned for the In the Garden program. You are destined to be blessed today. And once again, we'd like to welcome you to the In the Garden program. We hope you'll stay right here and get set for a big old blessing today. We've got some great things to share with you on today's In the Garden program. We've got part two of Pastor Duck's message entitled, What the Blind Man Saw, coming up, dealing with Bartimaeus and how Jesus healed him and changed his life. And we'll have more on that coming up for you in just a little bit with Pastor Duck. And some great music coming up on today's program. Mark Bishop on the way in just a little bit with a song entitled Perfectly Honest. And then a little later on, a song from the trio entitled Precious Savior. It's all on the way. We hope you'll stay right here on today's In the Garden program. It's the radio ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church, located at 411 Blue Ridge Street in Lynchburg, just about a block off Lakeside Drive, and just up from the main entrance of Lynchburg College. We have Sunday school at 10 a.m., morning worship service at 10:55, and our Sunday evening worship service begins at 6 o'clock. We hope to see you, and we also hope you'll come out on Wednesday night with the kids for a blessing for them in the Awana Clubs for ages 3 through the teens. That gets started at 6:45 on Wednesday nights. And at 7 o'clock, it's the Wednesday evening worship service at the church where the shout has not gone out, Gethsemane Baptist Church, 411 Blue Ridge Street, Lynchburg, Virginia. We hope you'll come and worship with us anytime or all the time. Right now, we've got some great music. This is Mark Bishop, entitled Perfectly Honest, on today's In the Garden program.
There was a lady who lived in our town. She lived alone above the grocery store. She used to walk to the park and leave it, but I hardly see her out anymore. I've heard them speak of her reputation. People say hi and that's where it ends. She comes to church and sits on the back row. She doesn't seem to have too many friends. This past Sunday after the preaching, the pastor invited the church to pray. Everyone gathered around the altar, and she knelt down not 3 feet away. My heart began, but I was distracted. I didn't even finish my prayer. I couldn't help but overhear. She was talking to God like He was standing there, saying, let me be perfectly honest. This world never saw much in me. I've never had great wealth or honor or my name in lights for the world to see. I've always lived a simple life, humble beginnings, a humble end. But let me be perfectly honest, all I really want is to call you friend. Later I saw her walking one evening. She didn't seem so sad anymore. I said, hello, I've been meaning to tell you, I heard your prayer in church Sunday morn. I shouldn't have listened, but I wanted to tell you, I'm believing in faith, Jesus heard your plea. She only smiled and said, that's funny, but what you heard is what He said to me. Saying, let me be perfectly honest, this world never saw much in me. I've never had great wealth or honor, or my name in lights for the world to see. I've always lived a simple life, humble beginnings, a humble end. But let me be perfectly honest, all I really want is to call you.
Hey, It's Mark Bishop and Perfectly Honest on today's In the Garden program. Thank you so much for joining us today. We truly appreciate it, and we hope you'll stay right here and get set for a blessing. We've got part two of Pastor Duck's message entitled What the Blind Man Saw coming up on today's In the Garden program. And we surely would like to encourage you to tune in to Alive TV on Nesby Cable on Channel 7. That's in Bedford County, in Campbell County, in Appomattox, or the Pamplin area. And you're sure to get a blessing anytime you tune in. There's some new local preaching programs. There's devotion time throughout the day with Pastor Duck. And there's some great Southern Gospel music videos, as well as the flagship program, the In the Garden television program. It airs several times during the week, but you can always catch it every morning, Sunday through Saturday, from 6 to 7, so we hope you'll tune in there early in the morning if you're up, and get a blessing. Start your day off the right way with the flagship program of Alive TV, the In the Garden television program. Now, if you're in Lynchburg or Amherst and you're on Adelphia, then we would like to encourage you to give those folks a call and let them know you'd like to have all of Alive TV on Adelphia as well. Currently, you can tune in for the In the Garden television program Thursday, or rather Wednesday evenings at 6:30 and Thursday mornings at 10:30. So we certainly encourage you to do that. But maybe give Adelphia a call. Let them know you'd like to have the whole thing, all of Alive TV on your cable system. Tell them folks at Nesby have already seen fit to do that and that you would like to have some great Christian programming on your cable system as well. And I think we're getting closer to that. We're still working toward that end. And if we can get enough folks to make that call, then we'll have some good news on that front to share with you very soon. But for now, if you give Adelphia a call, we appreciate you doing that and helping us spread the word about Alive TV throughout all of Central Virginia. Right now, it's time for us to go to the pulpit of Gethsemane Baptist Church. Part two of Pastor Duck's message entitled, What the Blind Man Saw.
God's mercy, David said, endures forever. Amen. And I want you to know today He is a merciful God. I want to show you five facts this morning to share with you on what the blind man saw. First today, I find fact one. Faith is hearing and believing even when you can't see. Amen. Maybe you're in a position right now in your life that you can't see where what is happening in your life is going to get you to the blessing that God's got for you. You may not understand why you're going through what you're going through and why you're facing what you're facing. But you've got to recognize that when God came into your life and He saved your soul, He came there to stay, didn't He? And you've got to realize today that He's the one that can guide you and direct you today. And you realize that here's Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus was not only blind, but he was a beggar. He was a man that a very low social status. Of course, today it's become very popular to be a beggar. Beggars even today, I mean, in every city of the world, you can ride down Ward's Road and some of the other areas around that town, and you can see the guys, and they're sitting out there, and they're holding signs, and it says, we'll work for food. You know, it's strange. Every time I go by there, they're still sitting in the same spot. I'm not sure if they just want the money or if they really want to work. I got a suspicion they're not so interested in about the work. They're more interested in the money than they are the work, if you know what I mean. Amen. And we're living in a day where basically, even in the ranks of the American beggar, it's become creative. I was reading a little article pertaining to this, and actually it's some signs, and I'll just read you a couple signs that I found amusing, that I read, that it was in this text about some of the major cities of our world, what they're actually putting on there. And one of them said, tell me off, $4. Tell me off for a dollar. Amen. And then another one read like this. It says, why lie? I need some wine. See, it's become prevalent in our society today. But you realize in the biblical day, in the day of Jesus, beggars were not looked at a very high social status. And it was not accepted to beg. It was probably the lowest place that a person could be was to be categorized as a beggar. Well, you realize that Bartimaeus was not only blind, but he was a beggar. In order for him to survive, he had to do what? Beg, didn't he? But you realize that was when he was living outside and not having the Lord involved in his life. But once you find and initialize and bring the Lord into your life, let me tell you what, your life changes, doesn't it? You don't become a beggar anymore. Let me tell you what, every one of us one day were beggars today, and we were eating the crumbs of this world. But hallelujah, when we came to Christ, we no longer ate at the beggar's place. Now we eat at the table of the Lord. Amen. We're no longer in a position of a beggar. We're no longer in a position of a pauper. We today have been placed in a position because we have been made worthy by the blood of Jesus Christ. And the revelator said that we become priests and kings in the court of God. Amen. That means today simply this, as I've said before. It means I'm somebody, I'm going somewhere to see somebody. Amen. And thank God, God today has made me His child. And if you're born again today, God's made you His child, and that's enough to make you want to shout, amen. You realize today in Jesus' time, this was the very bottom. This was about as low as you could get. Bartimaeus couldn't see. But you realize he could hear. He had very sensitive ears, so he knew that something was going on. And he heard the mumble amongst the mob as they were talking about somebody was coming to town. And he inquired, as we read there in God's Word. And he just didn't believe that Jesus was coming to the city. All of a sudden, he wanted to experience what Jesus could give him as he came into the city. Amen. He believed that Jesus had the power to change his life. And folk, I want you to know today, He still has the power to change our life. And we've got to make the decision today, do we want Him to change our life? Amen. Do we want to get out of this thing that we call a rut? And people are living today in a spiritual rut in their life. And today, yes, you're saved, but today, you're just kind of going through life. And your life is not really amounting to anything to the glory of God. And you're just surviving, and you're just trying to get through, and you're just trying to exist, and you're just trying to endure. I'm going to tell you today, that's not the way God wants you to live. God has changed your life that your life will glorify Him. And Pope, your desire should be that every word that comes out of your mouth and every action and deed that you do will glorify the Lord God Almighty. Amen. And so Bartimaeus, he said, you know, this one Christ, Jesus, coming to town. And I want to show you something. He had to have something because if you read there in the last account of the Scriptures, what really was the deciding factor? Because Jesus said His faith had worked, didn't He? And so therefore, faith is important. Faith is the first step, as a matter of fact, today, that you must take to receive mercy from God. And the Bible says, for by grace are you saved through faith. It is not anything to do with us today. It's not on what you've done. It's on what Christ has done for you. For by grace are you saved through faith and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. As salvation comes from the Lord today, doesn't it? And you realize that Christ then initiates that change. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You become a creation, a creature in Christ when you receive Him. You were born again. And today you've received the Lord in your heart and your life. See, I know today, and the fact is, my account has been settled before God because I have received Him into my heart and my life. And I know that I'm born again. Amen. And then today, to know that that's just the beginning. Hallelujah. Nudge your neighbor right now and say, it just began. Amen. And that's just the beginning of what God wants to work in your life. He wants today to start working and developing that your life will be a walking testimony to the glory of Almighty God. Amen.
We'll bring you the conclusion of Pastor Duck's message entitled, What the Blind Man Saw, tomorrow right here on the In the Garden program. We certainly hope you'll join us then, and we hope you'll stay right here. We've got some more good information for you, and right now, some great music on today's In the Garden program. It's the trio. This is called Precious Savior.
Faithful, whose arms extend.
Precious Savior on today's In the Garden program. Once again, thank you so much for joining us today. We pray God's richest blessings on you and your family. And before we go, let me remind you to log on to our website. It's at www.itgm.org, and that's where you'll find some great things that can truly bless you. You can find out what folks you need to remember in your prayer life with the prayer list that's on the website, and there's more great features. And there's also the prayer chain, which we always encourage you to take advantage of. If you have prayer needs or prayer requests, or you know of someone who needs a touch from the Lord, you can make it known right there on the website, and with just a click, send it out in email form to folks who are part of the prayer chain. They'll get the message, and they'll pray on your behalf. And while you are at the website, you can submit your own email address so that when other folks have prayer needs or prayer requests, their messages will come to you, and you can do likewise. You can pray for them. We get folks praying one for another. You'll get a blessing. You'll give other people a blessing, and everybody will get a blessing that way. It's the prayer chain, and again, you'll find that and so much more at our website at www.itgm.org. So thank you for visiting the website. And also, I should mention that pretty soon, not only will you be able to hear this program on the radio, but you'll also be able to listen to it on the website as well. So that's another feature that you have to look forward to coming up at www.itgm.org. And thank you again for joining us today. On behalf of Pastor Duck and the members of Gethsemane Baptist Church, we appreciate you listening to the In the Garden program today. If you would like to receive an audio cassette copy of today's message, you may do so by calling 845-8796 and leave a message or place an order on our website at itgm.org. Please come and be a part of the exciting worship at Gethsemane Baptist Church, located at 411 Blue Ridge Street near the main entrance of Lynchburg College. Also, tune into our media ministry of Alive TV, as found on Channel 7 on the Nesby cable systems. Please pray for us as we are praying for you. Don't forget, you can get our worship schedule and other information at 845-8796 or at our website, www.itgm.org. God bless you and shalom.